you know, it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in on this lovely Sunday evening. It's a little chilly out there, but I think it's going to be a happy day tomorrow because if I'm not mistaken, the Redskins won. I don't know. Did they win? I think they did. I don't know. I wasn't watching, but it's going to be a happy day for people in the DMV because the Redskins won. But anyways, if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you are a regular, welcome back. Here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because dating can be a little ugly at times. But tonight we have a very special show because we are talking about beauty. Not booty, but beauty. Beauty. You know, to weave or not to weave. You know, the hair and makeup debate. And I got a lot of people, a lot of guests tonight. I'm going to give y'all a full introduction after the break, but we got Danielle Lewis on the line. What's up, Danielle?
Hey guys.
We got Yvette and her loving husband, the hair boss from One Crowning Glory LLC.
How you doing this evening?
We got Q.
Hello world.
And his friend Mathino.
Hey world, how you doing?
And we got Miss Monet.
Hey everyone.
So we have a lot to talk about when it comes to, you know, hair and makeup. It's going to be probably going to be a heated debate because I know we got some people who are pro makeup, pro weave, and anti weave. So, what is your take on women's beauty when it comes to dating fellas and ladies too? If you're into that lifestyle, your business, when pursuing a love interest, does their attire, not attire, but their upkeep, the makeup and the hair, does that have any bearing on your selection? Keep that in mind. You know, think about it. Let me know. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me and hit me up on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. And don't forget the website, ThisDateIsOver.com. We are turning 1 year old. I can't believe it's been a year already. We are having a celebration on November 23rd. No, that is not Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know how many times people have texted me or sent me an email saying, oh, that's Thanksgiving weekend. No, honey, it's not Thanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving is the weekend after it. So please stop trying to correct me on the date of my event. Okay? But everybody's welcome to attend. All the non-ratchet folk, you're welcome to attend. It's November 23rd. It's a Saturday. It's at Brickside Food and Drink, a nice spot in Bethesda, Maryland. So please RSVP. ThisDateIsOver.eventbrite.com is where you can RSVP. It's, you know, no cover. It's going to be some good folks, some good drinks. And we got a specialty cocktail. I'm trying to figure out what I should call that cocktail, too. But anyways, back to the topic. Is hair and makeup, you know, to weave or not to weave. So give us a call. Once again, the number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at DateIsOver, and us also on Instagram at DateIsOver, and go to Facebook, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. Now, I'm going to start the night off with some music from Robert Glasper. Oh, yes. The new album just dropped on Tuesday, Black Radio 2. Whew, and I love it. So keep it right here on The Flow. Thank you.
Here by your
buttons.
When you're not here, you don't know how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Don't you know you're so beautiful?
Yeah, babe,
I wanna give my love to you,
girl.
Not just tonight, but the rest of your life.
Your life.
I wanna be
always here by your side.
Next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm gonna look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from Music Soul Child. The song was beautiful. And right before that, I started off with new music from Robert Glasper off the Black Radio 2 album. The song was called You're My Everything, and that featured Bilal and Jasmine Sullivan. Love, love, love that new song. But tonight's a special show. Actually, all shows are special. What am I talking about? I love this show. Can't say it's not special. Everything's special. But I have some very special guests who are on the panel tonight, because tonight we're talking about, you know, to weave or not to weave, the hair and makeup debate. And I got to introduce my long list of panels. So I'm going to start off with the hair boss. He's of One Crowning Glory LLC. The hair boss is Bronx-born, Caribbean-raised, brother of 8 siblings, whose first career involved people's social health. His new venture addresses financial health through urban community investment. We also have his loving and lovely wife, Yvette. She is a native Washingtonian who has been wearing weave for 6 months. I like that bio, short, sweet. 6 months, and their website is onecrowningglorylc.com. We also have QJ in the studio. He's a graduate of Morgan State University. That's the Bears, right? I mean, you got to speak a little.
Yes, ma'am. That's the best.
Okay. He began as a licensed Maryland real estate appraiser trainee and recognized that people from all across the nation were currently investing in real estate in his hometown. You want me to say QJ?
Yes.
Okay, because you ain't put QJ in your bio.
Oh, it's QJ.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
All day long.
I'm going to skim through this because he's talking about real estate. But bottom line is, he's the man to go to. You know, he has sold over $4 million in real estate, but has also bless many families along the way. In addition to all of his great accolades, he is single and mingling. Hello. We have Mathino. I don't know what to say for you. He's involved. Yes, very dapper gentleman. On the line, we have Danielle Lewis. Passionate, talented, and motivated, Danielle is sought after for her ability to create a flawless face. She specializes in enhancing natural beauty. Danielle has been featured on Essence.com and in a Sister to Sister magazine. Her work can be found in publications like Munaluchi Bridal. Hopefully I said that right. Munaluchi Bridal Online. Films like 9 Minutes 30 Seconds and On the Faces of Many. She's a beauty contributor for Fox and owns a luxury lip gloss line called Lip Luster. She shares beauty tips, tricks, and more on her blog, thatbeautyblog.com. And I've definitely had the pleasure of getting my face beaten by Danielle, and I have some of her lip luster. Love it, love it. And last but certainly not least, we have Monet Everett. Monet Everett is a hair and makeup artist who is best known for her talent in enhancing each client's natural beauty. Her collective work, seen in print, film, television, and theater, shows her intuitive ability to identify a client's best features and emphasizes these with the expert use of color, cut, definition, illumination, and styling to reveal the innate personality. Wow. She is passionate about both her creativity and her professionalism and carries this into each project she works on regardless of size. She also brings with her an entire arsenal of equipment and expertise backed up by years of training and experience in the fields of beauty, fashion, and advertising. Good Lord, this is like the longest bio. Do I have to go through all this? You want me to,
I didn't know you were going to read it.
Can I cut some of that? Bottom line is, Monet is the bomb. She's the bomb. Hair and makeup artist, and I've actually had my hair done by Monet. When I first got my hair cut, she was the one who cut my hair. So yeah, welcome to all of my guests. Thank you so much for being here. So I want to start with Danielle, because I know we don't have you for that long, because you got some things to do. You know, you're highly sought after, and I know, you know, as a woman, you know, I want to look my best. I want to put my best face forward. And when it comes to the dating scene, there's a lot of things that I have to consider, you know, being out there. Like, how do I look? You know, my appearance matters. And when it comes to makeup, there are a lot of guys who do not like a woman in makeup. They want her to be au naturel. So they say they want a woman to be au naturel. But I don't really believe that. What is your take on that, Danielle?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that it is so crazy for men to say that they don't like makeup. I think men don't like the idea of makeup. Mm-hmm. They don't like the idea of something between him and the girl, you know, but there's no man in the whole wide world that doesn't want his girlfriend or boo spruced up a bit. We all need a sprucing.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
And it's just, oh, everybody needs a little love here and there. And I feel like every time a man says that, what I hear him saying is he doesn't want to feel like makeup is coming off on him if he's loving up on a girl. You like makeup because all of the women that you love, all the Instagram likes of them celebrities.
Exactly. That's the thing I don't understand, because when it comes to some men, and you know, I might have to pass this to QJ, but when it comes to a lot of men, they'll say that they want XYZ in a woman, but they will lust after, cheat with the chick that has the weave, the chick that has her face beat, the chick that has the implants, the chick that has the butt implants, the chick that has the false lashes. So I don't understand where they're coming from. I try to understand, but so Q, can you help us out, please?
Well, me personally, this is my personal take on it. I don't necessarily lust after injections. I'm not a fan of injections.
What about makeup?
I'm okay with makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the weave situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing.
That's the only thing you don't like is the weave
I'm
situation.
Here for. I'm here, you know. the fight for my brothers against the weave.
Okay, we'll hold that thought about the weave because we talk about makeup right now. So when it comes to makeup, like I have some of my guy friends, you know, I try to highlight my best features. I think I have nice eyes and I have nice lips. So I love lipstick. I love wearing lipstick. I love, you know, red lipstick. And I have a guy friend who hates seeing me in red lipstick. I mean, he was like, oh, I hate it. Take that crap off. It looks terrible. But I'm like, dude, I'm not sleeping with you. So why are you worried about what I got on my lips? You ain't hitting this. Like, we ain't getting together. So what are you so concerned with what I got on my lips? I don't get it. I don't get it. So, Danielle, when it comes...
I hear that all the time. You're always complaining about lipstick. They always complain about red lips. They always complain about things on the mouth. I don't get it.
Do they think that red lipstick is whore-like? Like, is that what it symbolizes to a lot of guys? I see the hairball shaking.
I love red. Yeah. This is QJ. I love red lipstick for the record.
Well, this is the hair boss. Too much red lipstick look clownish to me. And I think a lot of men don't like the red lipstick, the over red lipstick. I think the gloss is what works.
See, I don't have like the glossy red lipstick. I have like the matte in your, but mine is definitely in your face. Like, I wear the MAC Lady Danger, or I don't even know why I'm telling you this because you're like, what the hell is Lady Danger? Never mind. It's just a really bright orange lipstick, orangish red. You know, it's in your face, pal, because it's got to stand out. So.
Well, Miss Marie, you bring up a good point. You choose a good shade for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you don't choose a good shade for you and you don't apply it properly, oh, yeah, this is Monet. It doesn't look good, but, you know, I was not allowed to wear makeup as a child. My stepfather would say it was whore red.
So whore red.
Whore red, and you better not put nothing red near your lips. No lipstick and nothing red. So a lot of people kind of associate red lipstick with
too being much a hooker.
Over-sexuality.
Mm. As if we don't have enough oversexuality on Instagram and in the media and everything else. But Danielle, what are some makeup no-nos that you see a lot of women doing? Because for me personally, I cannot stand those damn false lashes. The bad ones, I should say. The ones that look like a blinking doll baby. So could you help us out?
I think that absolutely. You know, those lashes really, you know, it's a vicious cycle. I feel like, you know, women are going to get these lashes done, and because they're being applied incorrectly, when they take them off, their lashes are gone, and now it's a vicious cycle. They feel like they got to keep getting them. So I definitely think, you know, the reason why we do makeup is because we want to recreate what happened. We want to perfect. There's no need for me to know that you had lashes on in your car and I'm in my car and with a red light. Like, that doesn't even make sense, because The goal of makeup is to enhance what's happening naturally. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't wear a red lip or that you can't wear a lash. I love a natural lash, but if it's when it's obvious, I feel like that's a problem. I think that that's the issue that men have. Like, they don't like the idea of makeup. They you know, they love when the woman looks put together, but they don't want to know that you have your lashes on from a mile away. So, the lashes that are kind of obvious, I'm not really into. But otherwise, I feel like, you know, try, play. Like someone said, you know, wear what works for you, take chances, pop on a lip, pop on something smoky on the eye, pop on a lash that looks natural, but make sure that it looks natural. Make sure that it looks like you could have glued it.
Like, see, that's a key word. Make sure it looks natural. And I feel that a lot of women are just going in the wrong direction when it comes to their makeup. And I'm not a makeup professional expert by any means. I try to wear what works for me. But I see people wearing like the wrong shades. I remember I forgot the name of the store. I asked a woman to color match me. Now, I'm very pale. I'm going to just put it out there. I have to wear the same shades that white women wear for like foundation and stuff. This chick gave me like some chocolate foundation. I was like, ma'am, who is this going on? For me? Like, even with the lights out, I'm not this dark. Like, come on now. So.
With the lights out.
So seriously, she got me like, I mean, no disrespect to my chocolate sisters. I'm just not chocolate. I'm very pale. I don't have a tan. Like, I can't help my complexion. So I just was like, why the hell would you give me this shade of foundation when I'm not this color? But I see people with the, you know, the neck is dark or the face is real light or vice versa.
You just have to understand that, you know, your makeup is an accessory. It's not, you're not just going to pick up a bag off the floor and make a yellow bag work with a green outfit. Like, you know, like you have to really understand what works for your bone structure, what works for your skin tone, and then rock that. Like, just because it looks good on somebody else doesn't mean it's going to work for you. That doesn't mean you can't wear a pink. It just means that you might want to step away from the neon pink.
Yeah, and you don't want to scare the hell of your dates, lady, either. Like, you know, ladies, excuse me. Because, you know, if you got those lashes on, you look like you got a spider on your face or a caterpillar. So, like Danielle said, make it look natural.
They look uncomfortable. They look heavy. Like, I don't understand.
I don't either, but it's like an epidemic, and it's driving me crazy. It scares me. So what is your take, Matheno? On these false lashes, are you into that?
No, I'm not really into false lashes at all.
What about makeup?
Well, my issue with makeup is when I see a woman who has so much makeup. When she gives you a hug, it's all on your clothes, and you know, when it looks like she's kind of casket ready. You know,
he said she looked like she casket ready.
I like a woman who appears as if she doesn't really have a lot of makeup on. A new lip gloss. You know, lips that look like they're just kissable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not necessarily, bold. Remember back in the day in the 80s when women used to wear like the pencil outline?
Oh, I hate that.
The black outline.
Absolutely.
I see people still doing that.
Like they're trying to bring it back.
I just saw it today. That's why I was saying that. So, you know, again, I just like a woman to look, you know, just looking like a natural beauty.
A natural beauty. Yeah. That's funny that you say that, because I was looking up online. I forgot the website. It's not that important. But what they were showing was, you know, that men claim that they like the natural beauty of a woman. So they had them judge her pictures, you know, over time. Like, the first picture of her was of her natural beauty. So she got like a 2 or 3 out of 5. And when she put makeup on, 5 out of 5. Which I found interesting. But what they didn't like is when she had like the dark gothic kind of lipstick, but every other picture she scored higher and higher when she had makeup on than when she didn't have makeup on. And I see that in a lot of cases too. Guys are like, oh, I love a chicken, you know, her natural beauty, but when you post a picture of like the before, they like, oh my gosh, she looks a mess. You know, when you post the after, they like, she's beautiful. So I think a lot of y'all are lying.
No,
I'm just put it out there.
Listen, this is the hair boss.
The hair boss.
The natural beauty is when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you see the crud in your face and your eyes and you just wipe it out and you look at yourself and you say, I am beautiful. That's beauty. That's natural beauty.
Mm-hmm.
When you add a little makeup on, a little shine on the lips, a little what you call that stuff? The
eyeshadow.
Eyeshadow. little cheek stuff, you know, a little cheek powder, you know, that's good. But when you hug me, you put it on my collar, I go home to my wife, it's not a good look.
Oh, so. Yes, Yvette is going to whoop something.
It's not a good look.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
You know, so
please.
Oval makeup is never good, ladies.
But at the same time, you know, Danielle, maybe you can answer that. How can you not get makeup on a person? You know, because it's going to come off. Like, some of it will come off if you go on a white shirt, you hug me. Just like when y'all hug me and I get your cologne on my clothes. I don't like that either. So it just comes with the territory. So
yeah. I feel like they need to, number one, stop messing with these ladies that like to rub their face across their collar, or get some taller women. That way they get
you heard that. Get some taller women. Okay. And who was rubbing their face on your collar, though?
No, that's just, you know casual
I don't know,
hugs.
I got all these ladies laying on y'all shoulders. But, you know, makeup is going to transfer because it's foreign. It's like Angie said, you know, like when you spritz your roots on, and you hug somebody, a little bit of that gets on them too. So it's just a matter of making sure that, you know, even if I have on a light powder and I don't have on the kind of makeup, it still is going to transfer because it's not part of my skin. But, you know, that with that, you know, you just kind of got to be careful. Don't let them lean on your shoulder.
Yeah, So don't hug a woman when she's sitting down, okay? Because somebody hugged me and I had this lipstick on, got lipstick on his shirt. I was like, my bad. He had a woman. I was like, don't have her approaching me because I got lipstick on your clothes. Like, you leaned over to hug me. I was trying to stand up. You ain't wait for me to get up. So I couldn't do nothing about that. So
I mean, I think
Monet, you wanted to chime in?
Yeah, as a professional makeup artist, I can tell you that nobody likes a woman that's overly made up. As a professional artist, we get paid a whole hell of a lot more to make her look like she doesn't have on any makeup at all. But trust and believe, we were with her 45 minutes to 90 minutes. Danielle is a professional artist too. It takes so much longer to make a woman look like a natural beauty. Now that's the one that's gonna fool you. The one with the neon green eyeshadow and 10 layers of lashes and you know, bright red lipstick, you already know she's probably not a natural like beauty. But, you know, your... Mila Kunis was the most attractive woman in the world. I do think she's attractive, but
see
she
her without makeup.
Don't look like her photos.
See her without makeup.
And they sit there for that full 90 minutes to 2 hours beating her face, and she could walk by you and no one would ever know she had on makeup. It just doesn't look that way.
So hold that thought. We got to go to commercial break, but before we do, I'm going to put it out there that a few years ago I had on some, you know, my eyes are green, and I thought that to bring out my green eyes, I would have to wear neon green eyeshadow, and I made that huge mistake, and I look really stupid. So I'm going to just put that out there, but we don't go to commercial, so keep it right here on The Flow.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now, here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup and brought to you by the IMCO Radio Broadcasting Network.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Thank you.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you tune in each and every Sunday night on The Flow for This Date Is Over Radio, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell your friends about us. We like to have a lot of fun in the studio. Talk about all things dating, even though I am so not an expert. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about half the time. I don't even know why y'all listen to me. I am so not an expert. I don't even have a boyfriend right now, so good luck. Good
you're going to get one,
good,
boo.
Good luck to y'all, honey. It's like, no, but I never claim to be an expert, so please, you know, just take what I have to say with a grain of salt, okay? That's all I got to say about that. But you just heard music from Kirk Is. I think that's how you say his name. I don't know how the hell you say that man's name. It's either Kirk Is or Kirk Is. I don't know. I came across this stuff on SoundCloud. He's in Australia. No, wait, is it Australia? Yes, he's in Australia. And I asked him to email me this song because I love it. And there you have it. But I should have asked him how to pronounce his name. Oh, well. But tonight's show is To Weave or Not To Weave. We got some special guests. We got Danielle Lewis on the line. We got Yvette in the studio with her loving husband, the hair boss.
That's right.
We got QJ and Matheno.
I'm here.
And we also got Miss Monet.
Hey.
And we're talking about To Weave or Not To Weave. We were talking about makeup with Danielle Lewis. And where do I even begin? Like I said before the break, I was talking to you about my horrible, horrible mistake of wearing this neon green eyeshadow because I thought it was going to bring out my eyes. And I kind of looked stupid. Now, actually, it wasn't kind of. I looked stupid. So I'm going to just put it out there. I didn't look good with that. So, Danielle, what are some things that a woman should have in her makeup arsenal? Like, what are some of the best things that, you know, every woman should have? Because there's a lot of women that say, well, I don't know how to wear makeup. I don't wear makeup. I think women should definitely wear makeup, but that's just me. But what are some things that every woman should have?
Absolutely. For starters, some good moisturizer. You want to take care of your skin. Just a good skincare regimen, I think, is key because you never want to need makeup on. Like, we're enhancing. You don't want to have so much to cover up that you got to wear it every day. So definitely some skincare, a good foundation, something that you know, you're trying to make your skin look flawless. Some mascara, some neutral eyeshadows are a must, like Monet was saying. You know, we can look natural. You know, you can have a electric blue in there for every now and again, maybe as a little liner. But, you know, you need just, like, some naturals that you can pop on and go. A good lip gloss, good lipstick.
Some lip luster.
Some lip luster, absolutely. A nice bronzer, maybe a nice blush that you like, some color that really can enhance.
Oh, dang. Did my phone just hang up? Oh, well. My bad. I don't. T-Mobile, thank you for letting me down once again. Uh-oh. It happens, but I'm going to pass it to you, Monet. Now, as far as, you know, getting color matched, you know, some people think, well, I can't afford a makeup artist, and I would recommend they go to...
Welcome to any meeting.
Please. Stop it. Sorry, technical difficulties over here. Now, I would tell a woman, even though I'm not an expert, to perhaps visit a makeup school, you know, because they're getting the training, and they have those instructors there. Maybe they could get a free facial or maybe get some consultation for a half price or whatever.
That's an awesome idea. I would not have thought of that, to go to a makeup school, but I think that's a great idea. I would go to a makeup counter of someone that you like the way they look. If you walk into a department store, there'll be 28 different makeup counters. If you think MAC or Makeup Forever, you don't enjoy the way that those ladies look, even though that's just what they're doing for their job. Maybe you might like Laura Mercier or Clinique or AJ Crimson or something along those lines. Find someone you like their look and tell them, look, I got 15 minutes in the morning. I'm only buying three things. What do I need?
Okay. That sounds good. Because what you just said earlier, you know, sometimes when I go to these different stores, like Victoria's Secret, they now, you know, have their big makeup selection and whatnot. And I walked in, I'm scared of clowns, number one. I walked into the store. The woman looked like an effing clown, scared the crap out of me. And she was like, you want to try? I was like, no, get away from me. Like, She scared me that badly. And I didn't,
Well, you know, all makeup is how you apply it. Some lines are more fashion forward and rocker, and they literally require that their sales girls wear 15 to 25 products on their face. So, yes, they're going
to
look like
15
clowns.
To 25 products.
You know, in your face at one time?
Oh, yeah, God. Like you have to have three colors on your lips, 4 colors on your eyes, 3 on your eyebrows, because if they sell everything, your job is to sell, not necessarily to be an artist. But for example, if you go to something where their whole motto is a flawless face, their stuff is going to look like you don't have anything on. That's what they go after. That's the girl that just looks neat, who happens to be behind the counter. You don't see her from across the mall and say, oh, clearly that's the makeup girl. Okay. So go to her. Go to someone that you like the way they look. And mind you, there is not a professional makeup line out now that does not look good. There are so many different options. They're all very nice. It's just how you apply them. But just go to the person. You enjoy the way she looks, so she can show you how to look. And you can find people like me on YouTube giving natural tutorials.
Honey, I have learned some things. Danielle, I don't know if you're still there. We lost you for a second. Hopefully she'll join us again.
I don't know. I went away and I'm back.
Okay, good. Good, you're back. So, yeah, I was saying, I suggested that if a woman is, you know, she doesn't know where to begin, to perhaps go to a makeup school where they're probably doing facials and whatnot, half price. And Monet suggested that they go to the makeup counter and also follow somebody or get in contact with the person whose makeup that you actually do like. Because I was telling her that I went to Victoria's Secret and the lady scared the hell out of me because she like a clown. I didn't want anything to do with her because she looked a damn mess. And I see, and you know, no disrespect to makeup artists, because a lot of them, especially like Danielle, you, Monet, do a lot of great work. But I see some people online who are makeup artists, and they look a damn mess. They look like transvestites. I had to stop following this one chick because I wanted to tell her that she looked like a man, but that would be rude for me to say that.
Yeah, that would hurt her feelings.
So, I know you see a lot of offenses.
No, I think that's the art part of it. That's kind of like people are expressing themselves and, you know, everything. Everybody just has a different take on it. Somebody likes a really strong brow and a lip and a lash. For me, I just like kind of more natural beauty. I just want to look like my best self, and I want my clients to look like the best version of themselves. But, you know, it just depends. Every artist isn't for you. You know what I mean? Every artist. Sometimes somebody will sit in your chair and you will know, you know, hey, you know what? That's probably not something that she's going to be able to get from me, or, you know, but me might not be a good fit, and that's okay.
You know, transformative makeup, this is Monet, transformative makeup has become very popular, and those
transformative
like that before don't look nothing at all, nowhere near like that after.
Oh, damn.
Like, transform, like they have beat you into a whole different person. Like, those artists are amazing, but if you are a moodle, which means you don't look nothing like no model, and you need to be transformed, you may need to find that artist that can sculpture you and turn you into a whole different person.
Did you say a moodle?
A moodle, baby.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, so, I mean, but let's speak the truth here.
Yeah.
If you're not cute and, you know, you need to look a certain way, maybe you're an entertainer who's aged quite a bit, you need to look a certain way, you need to find that transformative artist. Now, when Danielle and I get booked, we're dealing with models who are doing major ad campaigns. When they get picked for these ad campaigns, they look the way the advertisers want them to look. So our job is to go in and make them look better, look beautiful, look clean, look bright. Mm. So we may not be that artist that is going to transform you from the bottom of the foot to a supermodel. You know, we may be able to do both, but as what I stated earlier, if you transform somebody, most of the time you don't get paid as much as bringing out someone's natural beauty, like for ad campaigns and things of that sort.
Okay, y'all done told me a lot. Now, when it comes to products, you know, I would suggest, even though I don't know how you ladies feel about this, to not skimp on the product. Like, what is some of the, I'd say, top 5 brands when it comes to makeup? What is your recommendation? You know, if I'm just starting to wear makeup, you know, I don't want to go to the Wet n Wild. Even though it's cheap, I don't want to have that on my face. I feel like it's going to look runny and streaky. I could be wrong. But what are some of your top 5, I guess, mid-range products?
You know, you can get a lot of good stuff from the store. I worked on Project Runway recently, and L'Oreal was sponsoring them. And I'll be honest, I did not expect L'Oreal to have any good makeup. I really just didn't, because they have a lot of $10 stuff, but I'm actually wearing it tonight. So they have some good stuff for $10. Black Opal is known for having great products, moderately priced. If you're not that good at it, why go out there and spend hundreds of dollars? Like, when I buy my mom and my sister and I give them these $400 gift bags of makeup, they're like, that's cute, it goes in their corner, they don't know how to use it, it'll look the same way on them as if they spent $5. Learn how to use it, then invest. Danielle, what do you think?
No, I totally agree. I feel like, you know, I'm all about mixing and matching. Like, there's certain things that I'll invest in, there's certain things that I'll grab at a Walmart and be just as fine or at a Target. Like, don't I think that right now people are kind of sleeping on the fact that you can grab some really great stuff at your local Target or Walmart and mix that in with the stuff that you're investing in. I mean, I agree. You know, the L'Oreal's, the Maybelline's, like you can mix that in with the Makeup Forever's and the MAC's and the, you know, the stuff that you can get from department stores. In terms of top, very frankly, I like what works.
Hey. Just find out what works for you. Well, I hate to cut you off. We got to go to commercial real quick. So we will be right back after the break. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait, because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me this evening and all of my wonderful guests, you know, Danielle, Yvette, the hair boss, QJ, Matheno, Monet. We got a full house tonight because we are talking about beauty, you know, hair and makeup, you know. As black women, we are definitely becoming, you know, more and more head of a household, which is just the reality of the situation. And we are heavily invested in our appearances. You know, you gotta spend the money on that hair, the makeup, the attire, the whole shebang. And where am I even going with this? I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm just rambling, basically. But I know that the fellas, especially, more than the ladies, I think, are itching to talk about this hair weave thing.
Oh, yeah.
This hair weave thing.
Let's do it.
But as a woman, we have to work three times as hard. And in a lot of cases, we receive a lot less pay. And as a woman, our looks are heavily scrutinized. And we spend a lot of money trying to look good. That's why we hire people like Danielle Lewis, who's on the line, and Monet Everett, who's in the studio, to help us look good. But a lot of men don't agree with, you know, the methods that we take to look good, especially when it comes to hair weave. So I don't even know. Well, hair weave and makeup, you know, hair and makeup, you know, it's so many things that are swirling around. Like if your hair is relaxed, you don't love yourself, you're trying to be white. The same with weave. You don't love yourself, you're trying to be white. You know, you should just be au natural. But in a lot of cases where you put a chick up, her picture with her afro, nice, beautiful, natural hair, then you go to the woman on the right with the nice, long, luxurious weave, face beat, they are going to go after that chick with the long, silky hair weaved down to her back with the face beat. Is that not true, QJ?
Yeah. But they made us eat pork, too, when we were slaves. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff happened to us a while back, and then we shouldn't just keep continuing the cycle.
So what is the cycle? Enlighten me.
The cycle is, I think it's more so you got to be secure with yourself and your follicles that's coming out of your head naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear I look bad without this weave. Or you just, my hair is bad. Like, your hair is not bad. It's just...
But how do you know that?
It's just different. It's just...
You know, the song is, I am not my hair. But the truth is, I am my hair. If my hair's not looking right, I don't feel like I'm looking right. If my hair ain't looking good, I'm more than likely not having a good day. Or, you know, my self-esteem ain't going to be as high that day. How do you feel about that, Danielle? I don't know how you feel when it comes to your hair, but I know if my hair is not looking right, I'm going to feel some kind of way.
I totally agree. And they feel the same way because you let that shape up get a little shaky and they but they can't go nowhere.
Yes, ma'am.
Grooming.
Let that shape up.
You're right.
Grooming is something totally different.
No, it ain't. It's all a part of grooming. Weave is a part of our grooming.
Weave is not a part of grooming.
Weave is a part of grooming.
Oh, no, it's not a part of grooming.
It is. So, Q, do you think I'm pretty?
Yeah.
Do you like my hair?
Yeah, it's nice.
Do I have a weave or do I not have a weave?
I didn't get to feel it, but it's straight, so I can't tell.
So, looking at my head, do I have a weave or do I not have a weave?
I can't tell.
You can't tell?
I can't tell.
So, does that mean I'm insecure if I have a weave in my hair?
Yeah, if you have a weave in your hair.
I'm insecure?
If you have a weave in your hair, I feel as though personally you got an issue with your follicles, the hair that's coming out of your head. You don't necessarily have to have a weave in your hair. I don't like weave. I don't have a problem with straight hair. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with perms. I don't have a problem with pressing it. I have a problem with adding some foreign hair that's not even a natural, your natural follicles from some other racist follicles into your hair. Mm-hmm. That's my only issue. I don't have a problem with perms. Straighten it, pressing it. You could put a little color in it to jazz it up, whatever.
But color is damaging to my hair now. I would rather get a colored piece sewn into my head versus me putting color in my hair, because when I did have color in my hair, it made my hair fall out.
Color, I don't have an issue with coloring.
I wasn't talking about health.
I was just talking about natural.
Natural.
The natural state, whatever your hair is. You could change it. But I'm talking about you adding something foreign, somebody else's hair, into your head. And I won't buy into it.
So how is that hurting you, though?
You asked my opinion.
No. Put the gun down, Slim. Damn. Put the gun down. I'm just trying to have some dialogue. I said, how is it hurting you?
It's not hurting me. It's not hurting me.
So let me ask you this. So
if you were the mother of my daughter, we would have some issues.
So speaking of daughters, I have two nieces. Love them dearly. They're into dancing, the whole shebang. And a part of their costume is that they have to wear these ponytails. So if that was your daughter, you gonna tell her she can't wear that ponytail?
Does she dance every day? Is she dancing for?
But are you gonna tell her that she can't wear that ponytail?
Are you gonna tell her she can't wear that ponytail? She can wear it for the performance.
Okay. So why can't I wear mine?
I'm fine with the performance. You performing every day?
I'm performing for you, honey.
Yes, every day.
I'm gonna pass it to you. It's getting hot in here. The hair boss. The hair boss. What you got to say about that?
All right. So, first, I want to let my wife speak about it.
Yvette.
Give her the tip.
And I can speak as somebody who has been wearing weave for about 6 months.
I need you to come right into that mic.
As somebody who's been wearing weave for about 6 months, but prior to wearing a weave for about 6 months, I wore locks for about 20 years.
Beautiful, long, luxurious locks down to her behind, honey.
Locks that if I had not cut them 4 times would probably be on the floor. I wore my hair natural for many, many years before I even started my locks. And for me, it was a transition that I made personally. But for me wearing the weave, I wanted to make a change. I felt that I had the right to do that. And I felt that I should be able to make that change without having to deal with people looking at me in a certain way because I have a different hairstyle. Now, you talk about people who have, you know, women who have natural hair. And I'll tell a sister who has a natural, my hair is just as natural as yours. Because what you don't understand is that underneath my hair is cornrowed, my hair is natural, and my hair is growing because it doesn't have heat. It doesn't have chemicals to it. So I'm allowing my natural hair to rest, and I'm treating my natural hair just as I would treat the hair that I have sewn into my head. Now, also, when you talk about people who want to be another race, if you have a weave and you want to be white, I don't wear Caucasian hair. I wear Peruvian hair, I wear Malaysian hair, I wear Brazilian hair. But does that mean that I'm trying to be a Malaysian woman or a Brazilian woman?
Color.
Or do I want to be a Peruvian woman? So I'm wearing actually natural hair in my head. I'm wearing natural hair underneath. And my goal is to wear a weave as a protective style. And that's the
protective style.
And that's the first and foremost that people don't understand too, is that a weave is a protective style, which allows you to be able to wear your hair underneath and to allow your natural hair to grow.
Yes, because as a black woman, it's not good for us to constantly put heat in our hair. It's not very, very safe for the hair, for the health. I'm not a hair professional, but I've seen the damage that it's taken, the toll it's taken on my hair. I think my hair is in a better place now, but you know what? I got to pause real quick. Danielle, are you still with us? Oh, no. I guess she's gone, so I wanted to just give Danielle a chance to say her goodbye. So just make certain you follow her on Instagram at DLewisBeauty. I think that's her. Lord, I can't remember. My brain is fried. And also go to her her blog, thatbeautyblog.com. So thank you, Danielle, for joining us. If you're back, if you call back in, just give us a shout. But I'm going to pass it to you, Matheno, how you feel about weaves and all that jazz.
You know what? I have three daughters.
Uh-huh.
And today I actually took my oldest daughter to the Dominican shop.
Uh-huh.
And so what I heard about the Dominican shop is that they actually have they have blow dryers that are a little bit hotter than mm-hmm. the normal blow dryers.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do with our oldest daughter is that we have to take her, you know, we can't take her like every 2 weeks. We gotta go on and off.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, you know, because I have three daughters, I have to teach them natural beauty. I think that is very, very important that you can teach them to love themselves first. I don't have a problem with weaves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my whole deal is a woman just loving herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be comfortable with your current situation, but I don't have a problem with a woman, you know, actually, you know, adding something to the arsenal. You know, adding some, I don't know, what do y'all wear? Brazilian yakki? I don't know what y'all wear. Whatever.
Let me tell you about the lady in the store. Let me tell you, when I was going to get hair one time, because I wear a weave every once in a while, I'll put like a couple pieces in. For length and whatnot, or color. And she was like, oh, you want the silky? I said, girl, I don't have no silky hair. My hair is very thick. Like, give me something that's like African or something. So I'm like, why are you going to ask me if I want something silky? Like, do you not see my hair? Like, come on now.
You need that kinky curly.
Nah, kinky curly. My hair ain't curly.
But you need that kink. That's the texture that goes with most African-American hair types.
Okay.
With some, but not all.
Not all.
Because the thing is that what we fail to recognize, too, is that as African American women, we run the gamut.
Mm-hmm.
So you got women whose hair is very, very tightly coiled. You have women's hair who is wavier. You have women's hair who's straighter. So, like I said, we're not a monolithic people in terms of our, whether it's skin color, hair texture. Like I said, we run the gamut. So, like I said, there's a lot of
Danielle,
lot
is that
variety
you?
Out there.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Oh, we keep losing you. I know you have to go, and I wanted you to give everybody your contact information because I know you got some things to do in the morning. So, first of all, thank you for joining us and giving us all of your wisdom when it comes to makeup and beauty. So, just give people your information, how they can follow you.
Thank you for having me.
You are
welcome.
Thanks
for having me. What you said?
I said, tell us your contact information. Like, how can they follow you? What's your website? All that.
Sure, I am on Instagram. My name on Instagram is D Lewis Beauty, and my website is DanielleLewisBeauty.com. My blog is ThatBeautyBlog.com. Thank you guys for having me. Men, stop acting like y'all like makeup and hair. Stop it.
So thank you, Danielle.
No weave.
So as you were saying, who was it? Matheno, were you saying something, or were you finishing with your thought?
Yeah, you know my biggest problem is when a woman does have a weave, though, you gotta take care of that thing, though.
Yes.
You know, I mean, some of y'all get the weave situation, and you can see the straightness on the top, maybe on the back, but the side is back to.
You can't have African roots with Brazilian ends. That's a no-no. You have to get something that matches the texture of your hair. Absolutely. That's my opinion. And you have to get quality hair, too. That's one of the most important things. You start with the hair, and we have the hair boss.
Yes.
You know, tell them where they can get that quality hair.
Yes. That's the first thing that you have to do in terms of
That was the opportunity for you to tell your website, my man.
Yes, www.onecrowningglory.com. That's www.onecrowningglory.com.
You can also text OCG to 71441.
OCG at 71441. 71441. All right now. So
I just wanted to touch on one thing.
Go for it.
I understand they said you know, the Brazilian hair. it is a descendant. I just came back from Brazil. I've been to Salvador and I went to Rio. My only issue
Salvador
was
Salvador Bahia.
Yeah, my only issue is that's where I got this scar from. My only issue is when people say, you know, African Americans, we got different textures, different ranges, different colors, but everybody want to associate themselves with the majority is the fair skin. Like the straight, this particular texture of Brazilian, it's not from the most of the people that's in Salvador that look like my cousins. Everybody wants the hair from the people that have the fairer skin. And everybody wants to keep associating themselves with the light idol. And that's why I don't want people to get confused when they say, oh, it's our people's hair, it's Brazilian hair. No, it's a thing called colorism, and it goes back a long way where we've just been taught to not like ourselves and to look up to something that doesn't look like us in the majority. Mm-hmm. So that's the only piece I wanted to add about the Brazilian.
But how do we, you know what, hold that thought, because I got to get to the rant and rave. But think about this question, like, how do we get away from that when the standard of beauty, like, when you see your friends, who are they with? The light-skinned chick, the long hair. When you look at TV, who are your friends with? I mean, who are they with? The light-skinned chick with the long hair. Who's in the video?
But
the light-skinned chick with the long hair. But who's on the magazine covers? The light-skinned chick with the long hair. So how can you
curly
not...
curly hair, Aunt.
But,
yes.
But, but changing it, start with you, it starts with you first.
Oh, like, of course it starts with us. But
if I'm
constantly out trying to find me a man, and all I see is him going after somebody that don't look like me, I'm going to try to look like that person. I'm going to end up trying to mimic that person whether I like it or not.
But you think it gives you a better chance?
Right, because I'm thinking it's going to give me a better chance because, okay, he likes XYZ girl, let me try this now. But anyways, hold that thought, because it is time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. So if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio on rocktheflow.com. I am your host, Miss Marie. Thank you so much for joining me. Tonight we are talking about hair and beauty, to weave or not to weave. And the second hour of the show means it's time for my rant and rave. I don't even know what the hell I'm going to talk about. I ain't take notes on that. I was getting my playlist together, trying to get my guest bios. I ain't put my rant and rave. Let's see. You know, fellas, you know, I get it. You don't like the weave and you want to, you know, absorb the woman's natural beauty. I get it. And I don't know. I mean, you're just going to have to get used to a woman that's going to wear makeup or want to get dolled up. Now, I hear you. You don't want somebody that looks like a clown. You don't want somebody to look stupid. So I'm going to pass to the ladies as far as my rant and rave. Like, get something that's quality. Get something that looks good on you. Consult with a professional. Don't go to Chi-Chi's basement and get your hair done when Chi-Chi is not licensed and Chi-Chi's hair is looking messed up.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want to... It is a class thing, and I hate to say that, but it's like you see the chicks on the subway who are a little bit ghetto fabulous. They have the real wide, what's that thing called? The invisible part? And it ain't even invisible. It looked like they have...
It's real visible.
Yeah, it's real visible.
And cheap.
It looked like they have train tracks in their hair. So I think a lot of guys are comparing women to that woman, you know, those chicks, because they look a mess. So... You know, don't use them as the standard when it comes to hair weave, because a lot of people have quality weave. You know, I think I have a quality weave. So it is what it is. If you don't like it, oh effing well. You know, I had somebody text me when I was, you know, putting the topic up there. And he was saying something to the extent that, well, if I want to find a good man, I'm not going to be able to find one with you know, weave my hair. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life. I said, first of all, ain't nobody turned this down.
Right.
You know, cocky. I don't think any man, if I get butt naked in the room, I don't think a man's going to say, you know what, I can't do this because you have a piece of track in your hair.
Miss Marie.
I don't think anybody's going to say, you know what, think I can. But, you know, he said that he wouldn't take a woman home to meet his mother because if she had a hair weave. But the sad thing is, a lot of y'all mothers have weaves and wigs. Your grandmother wears a wig. You love her. Your auntie wears a wig. You love her. So don't play yourself. Don't say that you can't love a woman that has a weave. You can't love a woman that wears makeup. She shouldn't do this. She shouldn't do that. You're lusting after this woman that has the weave and the makeup. You're sleeping with her. You're cheating with her. So get over yourselves, fellas. And ladies, just get it done right. Danielle Lewis, professional makeup artist. She will beat your face to the gods. I got my face beaten by her. Monet. She will beat your face to the gods, and she will bang that hair out. I'm telling you, she worked wonders on my hair. And I was so sad that you moved away from the D.C. area.
I am living in both places. I will make you look gorgeous in the New York tri-state area or the DMV.
Yes, I'm telling you, Monet, she will do some things for your hair, honey. Mm. And, you know, going back to tonight's topic, you know, to weave or not to weave. a hair weave. The first time I ever had a weave, my ex-boyfriend was the one that pressed me to get it. He was the one that pressed me to get the hair weave. I could not believe it. So I was like, damn, what's wrong with my hair? You want me to get this weave? I said, if that's what you want, you're paying for it. Monet did it for me. Did a wonderful job. It looked great.
What did he think about it afterwards?
He loved it. Like, I never saw his face.
Y'all heard her say Monet did it. Of course he loved it.
Right.
He loved it, right?
Where is he now?
He ain't in the picture. It ain't because of the weave.
She kicked him to the curb.
It ain't because of the weave. Okay. Now, because of that, because his face like totally lit up. I was like, he looked at me like he never looked at me before. And at that point, I hated the weave. Not because of the construction. Like, everything was great. I hated that weave because of the way he made me feel. Mm-hmm. I did not like that. And also, the hair. Oh, my God. That's when I learned the hard way that it's all about the quality of hair. A Monet recommended a specific brand for me to get. I went to the beauty supply store or wherever I had to go. They did not have that brand. So, of course, I'm listening to people in the store say, oh, this is the next best thing. That's strike number one. You have all these foreigners who own, our beauty products. They don't know a damn thing about the stuff that needs to go in our hair.
That's right.
They just selling it to us. And so I got the wrong kind of hair. It looked good, but it got so tangled. I was like, I can't. I took it out in like 2 or 3 weeks.
There's a lot of women out there that's wearing cheap hair. You will buy hair for $20, $30 and expect it to last for, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. Not going to happen. One Crown and Glory, we specialize in a brand of hair called Hair Dazzle.
Mm-hmm.
Quality hair. Our hair lasts for 6 to 9 months with the proper treatment. Again, www.onecrownandgloryllc.com.
So since we're doing some shout outs, Monet, can you give everybody your contact information? How can they get on your calendar, get that hair done, get that face done?
Sure. Check out my website, MoneyEverett.com. That's M-O-N-A-E, Everett, E-V-E-R-E-T-T. Check out my blog, HairAndMakeupBlog.com, or my YouTube channel, which is at Monet Artistry. Anywhere on the net that I need to be, you can find me under Monet Artistry.
Yes, and she does a lot of great videos, so you can learn how to do it yourself, honey. Mm. And she will not set you up. So it's a battle, when it comes to natural hair and weave or permed hair or relaxed hair.
Oh, I had a lot to say on
this
subject.
It's a lot going on because like QJ was saying, we're more educated now. We weren't educated back then. We didn't have those resources readily available to us when it came to our hair. And and hair is definitely a touchy subject for black women. I talked to my mom before I came into the studio tonight because, she's had her own hair battles, and because, I'm her child, I have those same battles with having very thick hair. And, the people who will hurt you the most are your family.
Yeah.
She was scrutinized by, her grandmother, her aunts, people like, well, you the sister that got the nappy hair, you got lamb, like they call her lamb's wool. Like, she was very, very self-conscious about her hair because she was teased. And same with me. Like, I've always been talked about because of my complexion. And it was always because of my cousins, not you, Yvette, but, on my mother's side of the family, ridiculed me for how I looked. Like, oh, you're adopted. Your father's dark skin. How did you come out so white? Look at your hair. It's so thick. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it comes from my family. So we internalize that stuff. And as we get older, it becomes a problem. So, when my mother got old enough, to make decisions about her hair, she cut it. First, she got a perm. She got a relaxer. Then she cut it. And she caught a lot of heck for cutting her hair, too. She said that she was taking my brother. She had to take him to, like, a track meet. And she just did not have the time to do her hair. So she slicked it back. Everybody liked it. She was like, okay. So she cut it. And she caught a lot of flack for, like, oh, my gosh, why'd you cut your hair? And like, now she goes to the barbershop, gets a shape up. And I don't know. She's been getting, catching flack for that for a while. Not as much now, but back in the day. I remember when she and I worked together. And this guy was like, man, why you cut your hair, though? I was about to knock his ass out. Like, what you won't do is approach my mother about her hair. Her hair looks fine.
Right. Well, Miss Marie, I want to speak from the other side of the spectrum, being darker skin and having very fine curly hair and being told, well, clearly you're not black because you got curly hair. And, mm-hmm. I've done your hair. Miss Marie has a beautiful head of hair that lust after. So much hair that it's like, oh, my goodness, you can just go on and on. And I have quote-unquote good hair, mm-hmm. curly, fine hair. What that means in other terms is you can't do shit with my hair.
Oh, hey. language.
What that means is you can't do anything with it. It's curly. It ain't. Mm-hmm. If you ever get it to the style, don't expect it to stay. So I'm the chick that makes a lot of men mad when they find out later, all that hair that you love, yeah, boo, that was fake. I always have some type of piece in my hair because I don't have enough hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a 3/4 wig. If you see my hair straight, even if it's down past my bra, it will always have pieces in it because when you love touching, feeling my hair, it will not stay that way. If the wind blows, my hair going to stay, blow to the left and stay that way. It ain't going to fall back. Mm. It's not enough of it. So these men have so many different opinions about how the hair should look. Your woman should look well put together and well groomed. She mm-hmm. should not look like Kay Michelle with a big whip. Didn't mean to throw a name. She should not look like some of these entertainers with big, huge wigs. That looks great, you know, on TV, but that doesn't look good for the everyday. But, you know, a lot of people would be surprised to know that I am not a big fan of relaxing children's hair, nor am I a big fan of weaving children's hair. I think your child needs to get at least into adolescence, and that's around 14, 15, 16 at the absolute youngest before she starts changing her appearance. That way she can understand that a relaxer is a style option. Hair extensions are a style option. It is not who they are.
And I've been getting relaxers probably since I was like 8.
Yeah.
I mean, because, like I said, I had very thick hair. So my mother, she didn't have the education. You know, it's not like it is today. And I cried a lot. You know, my hair was so thick. I was tender-headed. So she was like, you know what? She got me the kitty perm, put it in, boom, straight, no tears.
I have one sister whose hair is so absolutely thick that if you part her hair and let it go, you cannot find her scalp again. Wow. Before, her punishment was when we were trying to teach her how to do her hair. If you don't do her hair, which touched her butt at the time, if she didn't do it, I was going to cut it. So I cut it up mid-back. She picked up the scissors and cut it up to her ear. Hair should not become such a drama that, you know, women don't want to get their hair done. She was 10 years old at the time. So from 10 years old, she never wants to get her hair done. She's the girl that will walk around with a big curly fro. Like, I don't care if there's anything stuck in it. Just don't touch my head. It hurts.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. And just to piggyback on what you all were saying, you know, I think about one word that comes to mind, conditioning.
Yes.
The first time I got a perm, I was about 11 years old. I remember, you know, right before getting the perm and seeing how my hair looked after the perm, and it just looked so, you know, straight and mm-hmm. silky and shiny, and, you know, that standard.
It's a confidence booster.
That confidence booster. And I got that from the time I was about 12 till I was about 18 when I said, you know what, I'm not going to do the relaxer anymore. I'm just going to stop and I'm just going to see what happens. And I cut it all off and I went for a change. But, you know, even from, you know, even historically, African American women have been told, your crown is your glory.
Yeah.
That is your glory. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, when I was 15 and I first cut my hair, the first thing my mother told me was, listen, you can cut your hair, but you should not walk around with a bad looking hair now that you cut it. So it wasn't as much about the cut or the style. It's about it being well taken care of. And, you know, you spoke about, Mona, you talk about, you know, you have curly hair. My hair is a little bit on the curly side, a little bit on the more wavy side. Mm-hmm. And for me, like I said, that's perfectly fine with me. But people would say, oh, you know what, you got that good hair. And I said, you know what? I said, you know what makes my hair good? I said, because I take good care of it. I said, it's healthy and it's strong. So I even had to go through a situation where I had to work on the conditioning that I had been raised with to say, you know what? It's not necessarily that straighter hair is better hair or more tightly curled. Because I don't even use the word nappy anymore. It's like, you know what? If it's tightly coiled, then it's more tightly coiled. If it's straighter or it's wavier. But it's about taking good care of your hair and your hair being healthy and strong. When my hair was down to my behind when I had locks, it was strong. And my children used to try to swing on it. I used to tell them, it's not a rope.
You know, connected to my head.
Right, it's connected to my head. Don't pull it. But like I said, it was very strong and it was very healthy. I still feel like with my weaving and my hair cornrowed underneath and resting and no heat, no chemicals, my hair is still very healthy and very strong. I still feel like my hair is good because, again, I'm taking good care of it. And that's what we need to really look at in terms of educating other sisters. Take good care of your hair.
Take good care of your hair.
Absolutely.
Yes, sister, take care of your hair. Please do that. That's the key thing. You know, one thing I really don't like, you know, I think we'll talk about it after the break when it's talking about, you know, naturals and perms, relaxers, weaves and whatnot. But yes, take care of your hair. And, you know, ponder on this question because it's a myth that people who have weaves you know, their hair underneath is dirty. Like, they can't keep it clean. So we're going to talk about that after the break. So is that your thought, QJ? Do you think that women who have weaves, like those braids underneath, you know, they can't keep their hair clean? Because a lot of guys I've talked to think it's a hygiene issue.
I would say I don't agree with them thinking that your hair is dirty underneath your weave, but we'll pick it up.
Yeah, we will. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. So keep it right here on the flow.
And shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IIFO Radio Broadcasting Network.
Words could not express the joy.
sour of the day, but in the morning the sour would seem a lifetime away.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We are talking about hair and makeup, to weave or not to weave. But you just heard music by request, another Music Soul Child jam. The song was Settle for My Love. That was a remake of Patrice Rushen's song, if you didn't know. I don't know if you knew that. Did you know that? That was for Matheno, by the way. But yes, we're talking to weave or not to weave. In the studio, we got Yvette and the Hair Boss, husband and wife team. We got QJ and Matheno.
Yeah.
We got Miss Monet. Monet Everett, yes. Hair and makeup artist. And we got somebody on the line who wanted to contribute to tonight's topic. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Marlo calling from D.C.
What's up, Marlo? You got the sexy voice on. This is Marlo calling from D.C. So what is your opinion of this hair weave debate?
You know, honestly, for me, I've never liked it. And I can remember from when I was in middle school, high school, when girls used to actually start getting the glue in weaves.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was the most disgusting thing ever. And for me, it's, yeah, some women get weaves and they look nice for an appearance, maybe on TV, maybe when you're doing the show, whatever the case is, but to actually get up close and personal with it, it kind of disgusts me.
Disgust? Like, jeez.
You
said like it's a character flaw. Why does it disgust you, Marlo?
Scares him.
Team Marlo.
I'm not saying, it's not a character flaw. It's just like, I just don't like to even touch it. I mean, it doesn't seem appealing to me to touch something or
it doesn't feel real?
It's not appealing to me to have something that's literally dead sitting on your head.
It's not dead. Why do you have to touch it though?
I mean, if you're my woman and we're intimate, then we're closer than just friends.
Marlo, well, let me tell you this. I got hips for you to grab. I have a booty for you to grab. Chest for you to grab.
It's a lot more out there than the head.
Right. It's more. And guess what, Marlo? You can grab the back of my head and the side, the right side. Don't grab the left though.
Well,
you can't compromise.
I mean, like I said, I'm not saying anything. I mean, people can do whatever they want. It's just personally for me, it's just something that I don't really like to get that close to. It's just not an appealing thing to me in that fashion.
But you don't even have any hair, Marlo. Come on now, cut us some slack.
Exactly. And if you don't like bald-headed dudes, you shouldn't talk to me.
Look, so, Marlo, do you like bald-headed women?
They don't wear the glue anymore. You know, or some women wear the glue.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They get it sold in now, so you don't got to worry about that.
Some get glue.
I know they don't. I'm just saying, I remember when it first started. That's how it started.
It sounds to me like Marlo's seen a lot of women who had very poor weaves put in. Not good hair extensions.
Did your hand get stuck? Or like, did it stink? Like, what did you? Did your hand get cut? What happened? Did it gross you out?
No, I just never liked it. And I've seen them with good weaves. And like I said, they spend
money. If you could tell, it wasn't good.
Care of it too.
Right.
So let's say you meet a woman, right? And all stars are aligned. She's great. She makes you laugh. She can cook. She can, I don't know, twerk. I don't know if you want her to twerk. I don't know. Whatever it is that you need her to do, and you know, and you find out that she has a weave, like after you've gotten your feelings involved, are you going to kick her to the curb?
That's the dilemma I have dating a lot of women in this area.
Well, Marlo, just you need to stick to your guns, Marlo.
But you ain't answer my question now. So are you going to kick it to the curb? So you're like, you know what, Marlo, I'm really digging you. You know, your personality is great, and we just mesh so well together. I love to travel, and we can just do everything. She even goes swimming, puts her hair in the water. Puts her hair in the water.
Y'all go skiing together.
Actually, that did happen, and I told her she did take it out.
You told her to take it out?
No, I didn't. It wasn't that important to her, and it wasn't something that she needed to have.
Well, Marla, I got to tell you, I am the chick that is everything on that list. And I've had a man even pull that hair and find out months later. Yeah, I take that out when you're not looking. That was a weave, baby. But you liked it. Mm-hmm. You smiled real hard. And we had a whole lot of fun together.
Yeah, I don't think any man is going to lose an erection that he because he found out that it's a weave in that hair.
That never happened. That never happened.
But like I said earlier, I mean, it does look, I mean, if it's done correctly, it does look nice from afar.
Right, looks natural. I don't
know. But let me ask, but Marlo, let me ask you this too. Have you had the same hairstyle, I don't know, all your life? Have you had the same hairstyle for the past few years? Or do you change it up? Do you do a, you know, you might do a fade, you might do a Caesar, you might do a fro, you might do a baldy. So do you change up your style?
The past 2 years, I go straight blade. So I'm.
So before that?
I mean, before that, I used to keep a Caesar or, you know, my hair, I used to grow it out a little bit longer in the wintertime. But
so then my question to you is then now, you can change your hair and it's okay. What makes it different when a woman changes up her hairstyle, no matter how drastically?
I changed my hair. And that's the difference.
And so does she.
Your hair, exactly.
But so does she.
I changed my the key
she
word,
paid
my.
For that hair, so it is her hair. I paid for this.
You know what? This is the analogy I always give when people when I have the discussion with people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, weave is looked at as this beautiful thing. It's attractive. It's you know, people love it.
Not to you.
What do people say about men who wear toupees?
They don't say anything.
They don't. It's because funny. You know what? In a male-dominated society, it's more acceptable for a man to wear a toupee than it is for a woman to wear a weave. In a male-dominated society, it's more
only when you know. Steve Harvey wore it for years and nobody knew.
Right. It's more acceptable for a man to be overweight. It's more acceptable for a man to have no hair. It's more acceptable for a man to look a little bit different than the norm than it is for women.
Yes, women, we are ridiculed for our appearance. Like, no matter how great we are, it's always about our appearance.
Right.
Hillary Clinton running for president. Oh my God, there she goes with that pantsuit again. Oh my gosh, won't she put some makeup on?
Michelle Obama, look at her arm.
Oh my gosh, look at her teeth.
But it's not men that's making those comments.
It's men and women. It's a lot of men that make those comments.
Look at
the Rutgers girls. How about the Rutgers girls?
Oh,
they were playing basketball. They were playing basketball.
It wasn't even about their sport.
Right.
And look at was it Pam Oliver, mm-hmm. the sportscaster. How much heck did she, you know, hell did she catch for? Yeah. Oh, look at her big head, Tyra Banks. She got a 7 head. Mm-hmm. Look at her head. Like women, we're always scrutinized for how we look before we are looked at. You know, about who we are. It's like it's not about who we are. It's like it's appearances first. If a chick walks in the room and she ain't looking right, you're like, ugh. But if she got all stars aligned, you're like, damn. The first thing you're gonna see is her looks. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna see her. You're not like, oh, you know what? She probably has a great personality. I like to get to know her. You're like, no, I want to hit that because she looks good. But if she looking frumpy, you ain't going to think twice about that.
So. I have a question for my guys that don't like weaves. Are y'all checking for my natural sisters? And I'm not talking to ones like me with curly hair. I'm talking to Ush, Kush, Bush.
No.
Afro puff. You can barely get a comb through it.
Are you hitting that though? Are you going to hit that?
Not just the light skinned ones.
Are you taking her?
I'm not talking about the nice curly bush. We're not talking curls.
No. Not the mixed chicks.
We're talking about the ones who haven't combed their hair in about 3 weeks.
Because the comb don't go.
I'm talking about damn.
They trying to give us the wildest.
That's
scenario.
What I'm talking about. But you know what? Hold on. We got to go to break. I know. We got a lot to talk about. So Marlo, you going to comment on that when we come back from break? Are you checking for Esther?
Yeah, I'll still be
here. All right, hold that thought. So keep it right here on the flow.
Funny guy, you all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm gonna look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Verizon has the best.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. And tonight we're talking about to weave or not to weave. And it got heated up in here because we were asking the fellas, are you going to go after you some Esther? And I believe it is a resounding no. But before I even take it there, when it comes to like our natural sisters, and I applaud, you know, all the women who can go natural, because I don't even know what the natural texture of my hair is. Well, I kind of do, because when I don't have relaxer, I can feel the thickness and the growth. Like, my hair is so thick. It is so, so thick. But
and beautiful.
Thank you. But I have an issue with when my sisters do the big chop, and that's all they do. If you want to do something that dramatic to your appearance, please put on some makeup or something. Step up your appearance. Like, I've seen people just do the complete hackney because, you know, your hair was, you know, covering up your face. So now you have no hair. All we see is your face. And we didn't see certain things before. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but like I said, I've seen people do the big hack and it's not looked good because they haven't done the other components, like fix up their clothing or if anytime you do something drastic to me with your hair, I think you have got to follow suit with everything else. Because this woman, I talked about this last week, blew my mind because I was about ready to punch her in the face. I'm going to just be honest. I'm standing in line at the Ghetto Fabulous Sears, and I felt somebody's hand on my back. And the woman said, turn around so I can see the front of your hair. I'm about to say, what the f-? When I was like, you know what, she might have a gun. So I turned around. I'm just like, can I help you with something? She was like, I just love the way your hair is cut. You know, I want to cut my hair. It was a white woman. And she was like, I want to cut my hair, but my hair is not thick enough for it to lay like. I was like, if you go to the right stylist, they can hook you up. But she was like, my husband doesn't like short hair, and he's shaking his head. I said, yeah, I get that. But I was like, if you going to cut your hair, you better jazz it up for your man. Like, you better put the makeup on. You better get that tight dress and sell it. Yeah, you can't just do no drastic stuff like that in this half step. You can't just get no crazy haircut and not do the rest.
Yes, this is Monet speaking. Some things are just not attainable, though. You know, like my cousin Odell, I'm going to shout him out. He is like no makeup and no hair. So if you were to cut off your hair and your man don't want you to wear makeup, too, that look is just not attainable. Mm-hmm. You got to figure something out and find a way to make it work. And you better believe if that Caucasian sister was one of my clients, she would have been with some weave in her hair too.
And trust and believe that a lot of white women are wearing just as much weave and extensions as black women
for three times the price.
Paris Hilton has her own line of hair.
Yeah. For three times the price.
And white women have been wearing weave and hair extensions
longer than
African Americans.
That's where we got it from.
Way longer.
If you look back into the, what is it, like 17th, 18th century, they used to wear a lot of wigs. And the wig used to be significant for if you had money, if you had wealth.
It was a status symbol.
It was a status symbol.
Classism,
but
yes.
Believe me when I tell you, just like you said, Paris Hilton is rocking it. I just saw on online the other day that Kourtney Kardashian, she's sitting up in the chair.
Getting her
weave sewn in. She and her sister, mm-hmm. Kim.
So, yes, a lot of white women and non-black women get weaves. Don't let this move taste fool you. Just because you see this long and luxurious Caucasian woman on TV, please trust and believe that she got some weave in that hair, too.
But because
they're not sewing their texture into... They're not sewing y'all texture into their head.
But we're not sewing their texture in our hair.
I don't wear Caucasian hair. I don't know a lot of women who wear Caucasian hair.
They're sewing a texture that matches
their.
That's not coming out. I mean, that's matches what closer to what's coming out of their scalp than what you guys are.
And that's
the hair I got in right now. Does it not match my scalp?
Hold on. I think he has a point.
He does have a point.
It's a class thing. You got to invest in hair, like you said earlier, Miss Marie. And a lot of people, like anytime you have a style, it gets watered down by the time it gets to the masters and they don't understand why they're doing it. That's education. Why you have people that pay $1,600 for their hair extensions and people that pay $16 for their hair extensions.
There you go.
That $16 ain't going to look as good as that
$1,600. You can't have African roots with the Brazilian ends. Right. You can't do it.
You
have got to get the hair that matches your texture.
You better get that keratin treatment to go with it, not a relaxer. Mm-hmm. Those of you women who keep chasing this relaxed look that you think celebrities have on TV, your hair never looks like this because nobody's getting relaxers anymore. It's keratin treatment.
Oh, damn. So I got to give up my relaxers?
You don't have to do anything. You're gorgeous with it, but I'm just saying, if you're looking at your celebrity on TV, mm-hmm. she's getting a keratin treatment to go into her hair extensions. That's why when you relax your hair and throw that $15 weave in it, you look worse than before you started.
There you go.
Because it's a whole other treatment.
And it's only going to last for 2 weeks.
Yes. So going back to the question that we asked before the break, you guys are not checking for Esther. The chicks that have the naturals, all the way natural, she ain't wearing no makeup, she ain't putting no juices and berries, no kind of chemicals in that hair. You are not checking for Esther. And I will not believe you.
Are you taking Esther home? Those of you who
you ain't taking Esther home.
Do you take Esther out in public,
Or do you bring popcorn for the house later on
that
night?
Do you bring
I would pass Netflix, the Red Door.
So let's let the guys answer that. So going to you, Matheno.
So this is Matheno. I'm going to speak to all of my Back to Africa brothers. we can get with the Q-tip hair as long as you swag it out. You know, as long as a woman exudes, you know, sexiness.
There you go.
As long
how do you
as she,
swag it out?
Well, I don't know. I mean, sexiness.
How do you swag out a sugar nut bush?
You can, listen,
right.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, as long as you're confident. I seen Lauryn Hill, right? Lauryn Hill mm-hmm. was rocking the very short, you know, hair. Mm-hmm.
She had the sugar nut.
And mm-hmm. and look, she was still long. She still had the lips glossed up. She still had
She had the lips glossed up. But it's a lot of people who go natural. They don't beat that face at all.
Okay, right. Well,
so are you going to get with that?
That's why I said Esther.
I'm
not opposed to makeup, but you know, back in the 90s, back when we were all in high school or what have you, it was just throw some Vaseline on your face, some lip gloss, and that was it. And that's good enough for me. So natural beauty is...
So is that still good enough for you now, though?
Hold on. Do you look the same way you did in the 90s? No, I bet you that tummy ain't the same. The pecs ain't the same. You know, we were aging differently. Our skin changes. Your hair is differently. Literally, your cells don't rejuvenate.
Oh, yeah, you're still handsome, guys.
I mean, you're still very handsome. However, you do not look the way you did 20 years ago, sir.
Right. Hold that thought. I want to pass it to Marlo. So, Marlo, are you checking for Esther? Esther have a chance with you?
Damn. It's real.
I've had dated an Esther before, but like I said,
did you hit it?
Did you take it out?
At least like some.
Oh, we know he hit it.
Did you hit Esther? Did you hit it?
What? Yeah, he hit it. The lights is off.
She looked good.
Did you grab the hair?
Real Esther, I guess you say, but in the sense, yeah.
But I'm talking about the chick that has the natural and no makeup.
Some women look good with no makeup.
No, I asked you if you hit the Esther with the no makeup and the natural.
That's why I said I probably wouldn't have dated Esther in the first place if I didn't think she was attractive.
Okay, all right.
Now I did wear my hair natural. I wore my hair closer than Matheno's.
Mm-hmm.
I wore it that way for a long time. But what I did find myself doing is trying to dress a little bit more feminine,
mm-hmm.
even though I didn't do makeup because I'm just not a makeup person. But trying to kind of offset, you know, that
and you have to offset,
and you have to do that,
and that's one of the things that bothers me about older women, because you know they get tired. Like my mother, she said, you know, what brought her to her breaking point of cutting her hair, she said she got tired of waiting in the salon for hours and hours to get her hair done. She said the straw that broke the camel's back is that she waited for hours for an appointment, and then the hairstylist took her friend in the chair before my mother, and my mother had been there. She was like, that's it. So she went to the barbershop, said just cut it off,
mm-hmm.
and she has not had, you know, hair since.
Mm-hmm.
She used to have like the little high top fade, you know, back in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
but now she just got the low cut because, you know, she's over getting the relaxers, she's over waiting to get her hair done. But you know, she'll fix herself up. But I see a lot of women that got the short Esther cut, they don't do nothing else. I'm like, you look like you could be the father. Like this one lady, I call her sir by accident. I used to work at the bank, and I was like, sir,
no good.
Sir! And I did not know it was a ma'am.
But that goes back to, you know, within the male-dominated society, men are allowed to expand their standards and kind of relax their standards much more than we as women are able to do. Like I said, you want to decide that you want to, you know, you're going bald, you want to cut it all off, or you want to do your C's, you want to do your fade. Men are allowed to do that. And women,
and they won't get ridiculed as
and
much.
And they won't get ridiculed because and have as many consequences.
There are a lot of ugly dudes on TV.
There's a lot of ugly dudes on TV.
If you
ask me, the most of the ridicule come from women bullying other women. Just like they latch. You got the Escarole. Y'all beat each other up. It's not us. You guys beat each other up.
I'm not denying
look
that.
Look at her hair. Look at her hair. She don't got no weave. Yada, yada. It's not us.
I'm not denying it.
And it does go. And it does go back to the conditioning. Looking at the, you know, the light-skinned woman at looking at the brown skinned woman, or the brown skinned woman at the light skinned woman, and making differences. You see a woman that walks into a room, and automatically you got something to say about her hair and her makeup and her clothes and her shoes. You look at her from top down. But again, that speaks to, you know, the insecurities that we have as women in the society that won't allow us to go up to another sister, or maybe make it a little bit more difficult to go up to a sister and say, you know what? Wow, you look good, sis. Wow. To give a sister a compliment as opposed to turn around and knocking her down for whatever choice she might make.
Like I said, you know, most of my ridicule, like for all my life, has always come from my family. It's like my family is the one to tear me down first. Mm-hmm. Oh, you think you better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, like I said, oh, you're adopted because you're so light. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're an albino. Oh, look at your little nappy hair. Like, all that has come from my family.
Self-hatred.
And it's like it perpetuates, and it's a never-ending cycle, which is very unfortunate because, like I said, it's the first thing that we notice when you see a woman on TV. You're breaking down everything about her, and you're not even looking at her. You know, we don't speak life into our relationships with these women, or just them as a person in general.
Well, when you just see a more real woman as opposed to seeing a woman that you know is made up and done up, and saying, you know what, she doesn't look as good as the woman who's got the extra, you know, the extra weave, or the extra makeup, or the extra lipstick, or the extra fly clothes. So it's like, you know, to even outwardly appreciate a woman's natural beauty, if she's got the nut, you know what I'm saying, the ush bush, if she's got the afro puff or whatever, to be able to embrace that as well, so that she doesn't feel as if she's less than because she's not conforming to this crazy standard that we have that's out there now.
But I think it's also a thing of when you see someone, sometimes it's like holding up a mirror to you. So if you see someone that is fully natural and confident, maybe no makeup, no hair, and she's gorgeous in your eyes, it's holding a mirror to you, and you're wondering, well, why did I have to do all of this work? Now, somebody who had 2 hours worth of hair, makeup, clothes, lighting, this, that, and the other, that's an attainable goal, because your excuse is, well, if I had the money for all of that, I could look like that too.
I think more women would wear natural hair if more men accepted natural hair.
I totally agree.
I think that's all that it is. The first time I ever got a weave,
my ex-boyfriend pressed me to get that weave. I had no desire to get a weave whatsoever. He was the one that wanted me to get that weave. I did not want that weave, but he wanted that.
What are you saying, Marlo?
I don't know. I feel like it's more men that really don't like weaves. They just don't express. They just don't express it because they just deal with it.
I think it's half and half. I don't think any man's going to jump out there and say, "I love weaves. I wish I had a woman with a weave."
They just want him to look a certain way.
The hair boss love it. The hair boss love it. Let me tell you something. My wife has been wearing weave for the past 6 months, and every month, for the past 6 months, I've had a new girlfriend come home.
Hey!
Ow! To me. So I enjoy it. I enjoy the new look. I enjoy how she spruces herself up. I've had 20 years of locks. Almost got tired of it. I used to jump into bed and, you know, roll over on the locks and almost take a couple of out of her hair.
But also, it took a while for you to accept the fact that I was going to actually cut the locks off and do something else with it.
Right, because I was so into the all natural thing, the all blackness and everything, until I had to take a
person will step back and look at it and say, you know what, this is a personal choice that that a woman makes. Who am I to say that she cannot? Who is anyone to say that a woman should not and cannot wear weave or spruce up herself? Why can't she go long 1 week? Why can't she go short the next month? Shouldn't she have that option? Shouldn't she want to be sexy for you? Shouldn't
yes,
she want to be
should.
Sexy for herself? I mean, come on, guys.
Well,
I mean,
hold that thought, because we got to go to commercial. Yes, yes, commercial. So keep that thought on your brain. Okay. So keep it right here on the flow. Keep in mind that you can tweet me at DateIsOver, also on Instagram at DateIsOver. Go to the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories. Check us out on November 23rd. That is our 1 year anniversary. You can RSVP, thisdateisover.eventbrite.com. You can also give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. So keep it right here on the flow.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are.
Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup and brought to you by the IM4 Radio Broadcasting Network.
And we are back. You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on the flow with your host, Miss Marie. And we have just been getting heated in the studio, honey. We have been getting heated in here.
You should be here.
Yes, you should be here. If you ain't here, you ain't nowhere. All right, that's not true. I mean, you're somewhere. I'm just messing. But we are talking about hair weave. It's like, damn, the show almost over. I ain't even get through half the stuff I wrote down on my notes.
Part 2 and 3.
Yeah, we're going to have part 2, part 3. So we're going to have to continue this discussion. But, you know, going back to natural hair and weaves, you know, a lot of women are wearing weaves and they don't necessarily want to wear weaves. Like, they have to conform in the workplace. Like, you can't go to work with this bush of a hair, no matter how beautiful that bush is. You can't go into this corporate America and be accepted all the time.
Yep.
Which is very unfortunate. You should be able to go there with your own hair. Like, even with a man, like, he can't go in a lot of cases to hair with locks or braids.
Right.
Because they're not going to accept him. But they'll accept that white man coming in there with a ponytail, but they won't accept that black man coming in with that ponytail. So a lot of women have to conform and wear that weave so they can, you know, live that life and be that person in the boardroom.
Keep a job.
That's right. Very true, Miss Marie. I wear my hair curly a lot. I went to work with one of my celebrity clients, and his assistant comes to me and says, "Oh my God, I love your curls. They're so nice. My hair is curly. I straighten it before I come to work." So that means don't bring your curly hair to work tomorrow. No, so the next day when I come back, it's a wig sitting on top of my head, because my choice was either I straighten my natural hair and you know, run the possibility of heat damage. I haven't put any heat on my hair in a entire year, or I throw a wig on. So that is hair extensions. I never was a wig girl before a couple of years ago, but as a protective style to get my hair to grow, which is down here.
Which is another myth.
I'm protecting it underneath.
But that's also another myth.
I would love to see it. I would really love to see it. That's all I'm saying.
But really good.
But that's another myth about wearing weave. People assume that you're wearing a weave that you must be bald, you must have short hair, and that black women cannot grow long hair. I've seen plenty of sisters now. You see them with the weave, they're walking the weave, and you see them that one day, and they say, you know what, let me show you what it looks like with my weave out. And their hair is just as long as their weave.
Tyra Banks, long
Vanessa,
hair.
Vanessa Angela Simmons?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Yeah. Come on, so you have a lot of sisters that are wearing it, like I said, for the protective style because they don't want to put a lot of heat on it. But again, it's not that we can't grow the long hair. It's just that, you know what?
The maintenance of the hair alone. Right. And a lot of guys think that, you know, weave hair is just as much maintenance. It's less maintenance, in my opinion, from my experience. It's less maintenance. Yes. You know, I challenge you guys who hate weave, think a woman should keep her own natural hair. I want you to shadow a woman for a week. I want you to get up when she gets up. I want you to do her hair. See how long that takes you in the morning. Every single day.
I want you to go to the shop with her. Right. And see how long
that's
it
what
takes
I was going
to
say. Go to the shop.
There.
I want you to do everything.
I'm all for the poetic justice, braids over all of it anyway.
You want the ropes? The rope braids?
Women are putting
now, you said you for the poetic justice.
I'm just saying.
She can't go to work with that poetic justice braid.
A lot of times it's synthetic, though. It's not human.
Nope.
And that's ripping your hair out with the weight. Of the hand.
Oh, y'all just educate me a little bit too much. I just like about
that's why we got professionals in here.
Hold on. Can I say one more thing for those of y'all men that don't like weaves? I am by no means pushing it on you, but I hope that y'all are paying for the sister to get her hair done every week or two so she's walking around looking right.
WWW. One Crown and Glory.
You have no problem with tell me?
Marlo, so you
Marlo pays for the hair? That's what I heard him say?
No, Marlo, you pay for hair.
He said, I have no problem with it. I heard that, Marlo.
Marlo, what you say?
That sure as hell will. What's
your number?
Boom.
Email me.
There's no need.
Miss Marie.
No
Monet will help Miss Marie keep it tight, baby.
Marlo, you single. You single, Marlo.
Marlo, you got to send a pic first so we can see that everything is looking right and tight.
Oh, Marlo's looking right. He was in the studio last week. Right.
There's no reason why. There's no reason why in 2000.
No, not last week. We was here a couple weeks ago.
There's no reason why in 2013 a woman should be spending $100, $200 for a pack, a bundle of hair. It's just crazy. There's no reason why. At One Crown and Glory, you can
do it.
Oh my gosh,
But to piggyback on you were saying, you know, we talk about, you know, the controversy with, you know, naturals and weaves and naturals and perms, you know, and just to peel off a couple of these layers and really get to the underlying layer, you talk about the economic issue. Mm-hmm. Is that as African American women, we spend $8-9 billion.
I think it's more. I thought it was like $509 billion or something like that. Where
we spend a lot of money. Million. We spend a lot of money to maintain our hair.
And a lot of women are spending more than what they're making on their
that is
appearance.
My problem with weave.
They will pay for their weave before
tennis,
they pay their rent, before they pay their mortgage.
All of my tennis got weave. It's all good.
Oh, your who? Yes.
All of my tennis got weave.
And they laid on their rent?
Refer all your clients to
keep on getting weave in our house. It's all good. But
you take that money, right?
Yeah.
So you let them live in that building with that weave, but you won't tell them.
I'll take that rent money.
Sister, that
y'all
weave ain't looking good.
Y'all helping Listen. Me out.
But you going
to
help her out.
Y'all got to spend all that money on weave and the credit toll up and everybody running around crazy.
But what
there's no reason why women should spend $100 on a pack of hair anymore. The beauty supply stores have been raping us, if I could use that term,
us
for the past 35 years.
Yeah, more than that.
The money has not
go to our community.
It goes out of our black community, people. Listen to me. We have to regenerate that money back into our community. So what One Crown and Glory do, we give opportunities to people to own their own. If you want to become an hair distributor, you want to sell hair like me, quality hair for a very attractive and low price, please give me a call, 202-905-8783, or check out the website, www.onecrownandglory.com.
Yes.
Again, there is no reason why a woman should be spending $100, $200 for a pack of hair. Those days are over.
On average. On average, in the Asian community.
Listen, please.
Money circulates with them 6 times before it goes out of their community. In the average Caucasian community, it circulates maybe 1 or 2 times. Our money in the African American community does not circulate at all before it goes out of the community. So basically, our money is going up the funnel. And when you talk about women, African American women paying more for their hair than any other ethnic group, and us not reaping the benefits of having that kind of money circulating in our communities, that's the real problem.
That is a huge problem. That's what we're really facing. That is a huge problem. It's almost that time for us to get out of here. So let me pass it to you, QJ. You got some final words?
Oh,
in the mic, my man.
My final words are going to be, I hope it's going to be part two and three.
Oh, it's going to be a part two and three, four, five, six. Marlo, you going to come back for part two?
Cause it's,
yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
If I just come back from Vegas, I'd definitely be there.
And I don't know why we didn't get an invite to Vegas, but it's whatever. As you were saying, QJ.
I mean, because it's a lot of stuff that we need to unpack and touch on. You know, we just scratched the surface with this conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my final words is make sure y'all call in and tweet this date is over and all that so we can get a part two and three.
You know? Yeah. We're going to have a part two and three. So what about you, Matheno? Matheno, excuse me. I've been butchering this man's name for like 15 years, as you were saying, sir.
Look, as long as you can exude your sexiness, it doesn't matter what you wear to a guy. Since we're talking about dating, you know, as long as you can be sexy, you know, be sexy in your own skin and everything, I think everything else will take care of itself.
And it will take care of itself, because I want to piggyback off of that. Because once you like a person, all that other stuff that you say, I don't want this, I don't want that, it goes out the window. It will go out the window. It's all based on how much you like that person, because you could be so anti-weave, you can be anti-makeup, but once you meet that person that has all those other qualities that you're looking for, you're going to be like, you know what, maybe I can get over that. Yeah. But anyways, Monet, any final words?
Yes, Miss Marie. And, you know, dating, sometimes men look certain ways that you don't like. You prefer not to have, but once you like them, you know, that all of that does go out of the window.
Mm-hmm.
My final thoughts are, thank you for having me, and I would love for your listeners to check out my how-tos on YouTube under Monet Artistry, M-O-N-A-E, Artistry. Tweet me, Instagram me, Monet Artistry. Check out my pro and celebrity work at Monet Everett, M-O-N-A-E. Everett.com, and my blog, hairandmakeupblog.com. I have tons of videos showing you how to groom yourself before you go out on any dates, hair and makeup moves. I can even show you how to keep up your natural hair growing from your head, or how to make a weave that man will never know about.
Yes. So it's about that time, like I said before. Thank you for calling in, by the way, Marlo. So we'll be in touch about part two and three, okay? So thank you guys so much for joining me in the studio, on the line, and all that jazz. Yeah, it's fun. I can't believe it's been 2 hours already.
That's right.
But don't forget, the 1 year anniversary of thisdateisover.com is on November 23rd. It's going to be at Foodside. Lord, it's called Brickside, not Foodside. It's called Brickside. Check out thisdateisover.eventbrite.com to RSVP. It's free. 21 to enter. Non-ratchets, please. But yeah. So it's going to be a good time. So come on out. But final words, I don't know. All I got to say is, you know, ladies, you know, learn to love your natural self first before you start diving into the weave. Because a lot of times the people who don't love themselves, they get the wrong weaves. They put too many bundles in. It's like they do everything wrong. I think it's the chicks that have those damn lashes. It's like the whole shebang. So make sure you love yourself first and that you look good in your natural self before you dive into the makeup. And also, please, 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 consult with a professional. Don't do it yourself. Unless you're watching Monet's do it yourself video. That's the only way you can do it yourself. So like I said, hire a professional, love you, accept you for who you are. And also, fellas, be a little more understanding. You know, you never know what a woman's situation is when it comes to her hair. She could have hair damage that happened as
alopecia,
a child. She could have alopecia. She could have a lot of different things going on. She could have had cancer, a whole lot of stuff that could have happened to her and her hair. So be a little bit more understanding as to why she might be wearing a piece in her hair. You know, it doesn't make her ugly. It doesn't say anything about her character. You know, if you don't like it, then pay for it to get something else. That's all I got to say about that. But y'all take care. Come back next week, each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. So that's all I got to say. Take care. Good night. And bye-bye.
Peace.